Title: Updates to DOJ Leniency Policy Further Complicate Decisions to Seek Antitrust Immunity. Some suggestions from the field. Content: Earlier this month, on the eve of the ABA Antitrust Spring Meeting, the Department of Justice Antitrust Division rolled out significant updates to its leniency program, most readily discernible through an augmented, plain language set of 82 frequently asked questions, as well as the division's updated leniency policies and procedures and model corporate conditional leniency letter. The leniency program is widely regarded as the crown jewel in the division's cartel enforcement arsenal, with the carrot of full criminal immunity for a first-in-cooperator motivating companies to race to the division's doorstep with incriminating evidence that, however, participation in the program and U.S. criminal cartel enforcement generally has waned from a peak 5 to 10 years ago. According to some defense practitioners, that downturn stems in part from the burdens and uncertainties of the leniency program and ACPRA, the statute conditionally limiting liability for leniency applicants in follow-on civil litigation. While the division's efforts to increase transparency with its latest updates to the leniency program are welcome, the substantive policy changes erect additional hurdles and create new uncertainties that may deter some potential applicants from pursuing leniency at all, despite the potentially devastating consequences for failing to do so. This article discusses the key updates in the division's leniency policy, and then offers some ideas for further changes in law and policy which the division and Congress may wish to consider to boost participation in the leniency program and ensure continued robust cartel enforcement. Prompt self-reporting is now required. Likely the most significant update to the leniency program is that it is no longer good enough to be the first company to report cartel conduct. Now an applicant must promptly report itself to the division to obtain leniency. This promptness determination is left to the sound discretion of the division, with the burden on the applicant to prove that its self-reporting was prompt. In its updated FAQs, the division states that it will make this assessment based on the facts and circumstances of the illegal activity and the size and complexity of operations of the corporate applicant. More specifically, the division states that while an applicant may still be eligible for leniency if it conducts a timely preliminary internal investigation to confirm the existence of a violation before self-reporting, an applicant that confirms its involvement in illegal activity and then chooses not to self-report until later learning that the division has opened an investigation will not be eligible for leniency. Wherein between these examples an applicant might be considered prompt as opposed to unreasonably dilatory is obviously a judgment call, but one with enormous downside consequences for the applicant. A defense counsel are understandably nervous about the uncertainty wrought by this change in policy. A notably, during one of the panels at the ABA spring meeting, a senior division official rejected the idea of entertaining hypothetical proffers on this timing issue during the initial marker phase, as a means of assuaging applicant concerns in potentially borderline cases. The scope of who is responsible for reporting has been expanded. The impact of the new requirement for prompt reporting is amplified by an expanded definition of whose discovery of a violation within a corporate applicant matters for purposes of starting the promptness clock. Under the updated leniency guidance, the division generally considers an organization to have discovered the illegal activity at the earliest date on which an authoritative representative of the applicant for legal matters, the board of directors, its counsel either inside or outside, or a compliance officer was first informed of the conduct at issue. This group was previously limited to board members and counsel, because an applicant is not eligible for leniency if an authoritative representative learns of potential illegal activity and refrains from investigating further. Effective compliance and reporting functions have become all the more important. Applicants must make best efforts to remediate harm and improve compliance to qualify for leniency. Applicants must now make